just an old run-of-the-mill Wednesday. Calendar's full of
Wednesday.
That is some strong coffee.
Wake up. Come on. Wake up.
Wake the kids. Phone the neighbors.
Her Majesty awakes.
As much as you can, please minimize your obscenities.
Under all the circumstances, I disagree.
You people are crazy.
I was once called the worst audience participant Cirque du Soleil ever had.
Suppose we go on to the next subject.
Is everyone in the control room ready?
Come on. It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, man. What a basketball game last night.
Oh, my God.
It was great. It was just really absolutely fabulous. I mean, spectacular. Unbelievable.
Right, LBF?
Wow, it was just the most amazing thing. That three-pointer by LeBron, I was a little nervous.
Well, in the first quarter, you know, if we get through the first quarter. Excuse us for just a second while we reminisce. But we get through the first quarter after that onslaught by LeBron James. I'm thinking, and we're only down 5 points. I'm thinking, we can win this thing now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he came out, he punched him right in the mouth,
yep.
And they just kept coming back.
They did.
And you know what? Red Auerbach was having a cigar up in heaven last night because it was prototypical Celtic basketball. You know, team first.
Team.
Don't give up. Play tough. Everybody gets involved. The open man gets the ball. It was fun to watch.
Yep.
Everyone's in a good mood today.
Yep. Everybody's in a good mood.
We're tired.
A little tired. We're probably going to be a little goofy today.
My 8-year-old Sam stayed up for the whole game.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, it's going to be a tough day at school.
Sorry, Ms. O'Loughlin. He's going to be a handful.
That's right. Okay. Hey, and did everybody get the rain?
Yeah.
Unbelievable rain came through.
It was crazy.
It was a gully washer, frog strangler, culvert choker, canyon clogger. I mean, it was one of those kind of rains.
And then what a sky afterward.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Anybody lose any more trees?
No.
No,
but I actually, the umbrella was open and I ran outside to shut it. Because there was no one else.
I was
good.
Nobody else to do it.
No one else.
You had to do it.
Yeah, I had to.
I had the tree company there cleaning up from the March storm.
Yep.
And I'm like, are they going to leave and then have more trees fall down?
Oh, yeah. Stick around.
I can't afford any more trees down.
Yeah.
Holy, you know it's really expensive to get trees taken down.
It sure is.
Okay. Now, let me see. Oh, things coming up on the show today. The binge drinking report.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Where do you think the drunkest part of America? There's a particular area of America that is drunker than any other part of America. So just give it some thought this morning. We'll reveal that for you.
Continental U.S.?
Continental U.S.
Okay.
Yes, continental U.S. We'll reveal that this morning. More drama for the royal wedding.
Yeah, you know, breaking serious tradition. And Meghan's mom is heading to the U.K., and we'll discuss that at 7:45.
Okay, and eat your vegetables. If you hate vegetables, there's one particular vegetable, and that's the only vegetable you'll have to eat for the rest of your life if you eat that one vegetable.
We'll name it romaine lettuce?
No, it's not. Yeah,
because your life is going to last two more weeks.
Well, good morning. It's 6:20, so let's get right down to business. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Nan from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ethos are $3 doobies when they spot a really attractive young lady at the bar, and we hear...
Hey, Lem.
Yeah?
Look at her. She's a mighty good-looking dame. You should go up, try to talk to her. She looks like she's one of them smart college girls.
Well, what would I say?
Well, you could ask her if she goes to Harvard, and she'll think you're smart, too.
All right. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
You wouldn't happen to go to Harvard, would you?
Yale.
What'd she say?
She said Yale.
Oh. You wouldn't happen to go to Harvard, would you?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, we're going to need your help this morning. There's a thing that blew up the internet yesterday. And it's something that it's all sound, and we need to know what you hear when you hear this sound. Here, we'll go ahead and play this for everybody.
People are hearing two different things. Yep. What do you hear? And we need you to let us know. Yep. Call in, right? Okay, here we go.
Laurel.
I want you to play this for everybody once again. Then we're gonna take our callers here and see what the split is on this. Okay.
What do you hear?
Laurel.
Okay, everybody heard that?
Because even in this room, there's three of us that hear one thing,
And I hear something
you hear
different.
Something completely
okay.
different.
So we're going to start off. This is to be, hey, Jeff, what did you hear there?
I heard Laurel.
You heard Laurel.
Laurel. L-A-U-R-E-L.
L-O-R-A-L.
Okay, would you punch that up
or spell it wrong.
L-B-L. Okay. Okay, thanks a lot, man. Have a great day. Okay, let me see. Janet, what did you hear? This is Cricket. What do you hear, Cricket?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, no, we had a garage full last night watching the Celtics game, and half the crowd heard Laurel, which is
Laurel.
That's what I heard.
You heard Laurel. Okay, great. Okay,
Yeah, but the other half heard the other word, and we can't understand it.
Really?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Say.
Okay,
hey, have a great day. Go
you too.
Okay, we got Patty's on the line. Okay, Patty, what did you hear?
Laurel. Then Laurel.
Laurel. Yeah. You heard Laurel.
Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel. Okay.
Laurel. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay. Would you play that one more time?
Sure.
LBF.
Laurel. Laurel.
Wow.
Even amazing. Knowing the other word, yes. I cannot make my brain hear it.
I can't.
Okay. What are the other people?
Okay. Kathy, what did you hear?
I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
Okay. Thank you very much. Russ, what did you hear?
I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
All right. Well,
okay,
then
thank you.
Sounds like these people are normal.
I know. Yeah. Hey, Janet, what did you hear?
I heard Yanny.
Janet!
What?
Thank you, Janet.
What?
I'm the only one in this room that hears Yanny.
And we think he's crazy.
Oh,
I hear Yanny loud and clear. I cannot hear Laurel. Play it again, please.
All right, hold on.
Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Okay. You know what? Now I know why he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't understand what I'm saying.
He doesn't even know your name.
Okay, play it one more time.
Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yeah. All right. Now, wait. There was a slowed down version that I actually heard Yanny, right? Do you have
you
that one?
It's pitched down. By 30%.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yanny.
There you go.
Now I hear
Yanny.
Okay. Now I hear Yanny.
Now I hear,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now speed
it back.
But
if it's pitched up by 30%.
Okay.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yanny.
You still hear Yanny?
No.
No. No. Oh.
Hank,
no.
What do you hear?
I hear Laurel.
Yeah.
Wow.
It must be the highs and the lows that you pick up that we don't.
Is it about pitch? It's blowing my mind because I feel like up is down and down is up and no one's understanding anybody.
Right here on the Yanny and Wally Show.
Okay, thank you very much. Wow, that is amazing. You know, for the people of Boston, I don't think I can overstate how important last night's basketball game at the Garden was. I mean, it was huge. You know, after the big blowout, we blew out the Cavaliers on Sunday, and LeBron James was horrible in that game. We were all like, wow, this is really great. Now we're going to see what happens on Tuesday because they're going to come back, and they're going to come back with a vengeance, and it's not going to be a pretty picture. But we even had a conversation. It all started. We all prepared for this game. If you're a Celtics fan, you prepared for this game in your own way. And we actually started our preparations yesterday morning when we had a conversation with Dana Barros, and we said to Dana Barros, Dana, we think the Celtics can beat this team. And he said, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, LBF, this is like if the Real Housewives of New York and the Real Housewives of New Jersey had a street fight.
Okay.
And then you throw in a Kardashian.
Okay, now I'm understanding.
Okay. Right. And a Kardashian, you know,
baby
mama and a baby daddy who was playing, you know, and he was playing last night. As a matter of fact, he started in this game.
Tristan Thompson, I guess.
Yeah, you know, when you put a dash of reality TV in my sports, I can actually. It's palatable to me, but usually I'm not paying attention.
Okay. Here's how big it was. Lung Boy let his son, Sam, stay up and watch the entire game.
Well, I tell you, to start the second half, we said, okay, you can watch it. You can sleep in the guest room and have the game on the TV.
It's like you don't see him awake and watching it actively, so you don't feel as guilty.
No, and I figure if he's in bed, he'll go to sleep.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, he was technically in bed, Your Honor.
Yep.
So my wife went to bed with the game on and was watching it in bed. I was watching it downstairs. So three people, three TVs, one house, and it was amazing.
Okay, now I began my plans early because I thought, okay, now look, I'm going to have to, because I get up like a little before 3 in the morning, I'm going to need a little extra sleep. So I'm going to try to bank some sleep. So I decide, okay, yesterday afternoon I get a bunch of stuff done about 4:30. I think, okay, I can lay down. Maybe I can sleep for like maybe even 2 hours, something like that. And I slept for like just almost an hour. Bang, I'm wide awake. I said, man, the game is coming up tonight. So I decided I have to plan. So I got to Subway and I get myself a big Italian sub. And I get that plan. I bake up a big crock of beans and I'm ready for the ball game. See?
Hope you watch by yourself.
And then when they got through the first quarter and we only trailed by 5 points, despite the fact that LeBron James was on fire, I'm thinking, we're going to win this thing.
love. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so I heard from Kenny, and it's his wife Amanda's birthday. She has this habit of always going and joining a gym. Mm-hmm. So he thought we could have a little fun and mess with her about that. Oh. So here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Amanda.
Oh, hi. Yep, you have Amanda. This is me.
Hey, Amanda. This is Mickey from Gym Sarah.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Just wanted to check in. I know you signed up for the big January 2nd deal, and you were doing a great job down here. We just wanted to see if you were satisfied.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's, I really enjoyed it. It's been good so far. So,
are there any classes you were hoping for that we didn't have that you were looking for, maybe?
Oh, no, no. There were some that really seemed great. You know, cardio kickboxing seems really cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned because, you know, you signed up for the deal and did all the paperwork and got that great deal, but you kind of trailed off. You were here quite a few days in January. You were really hitting it hard, and that was great. Boy, the last month, we haven't really seen you much.
I think I might have a flu, possibly, or something like that, like a bug. So I didn't want to, you know, come in and possibly, you know, expose people to germs or anything.
Just wanted you to know, if you don't hit your required number of days at the gym per month, we're going to have to charge you the full rate.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you signed all that paperwork.
Is this what you do to people?
I didn't sign this agreement.
Mailing list?
If you don't hit those days, we're going to charge you the full $300 a month through the end of the year, so it'll be like $3,000. We've got your card on record.
No, there's no way you can do that.
Did you read the fine print? Did you read any of the print? There was like a couple of paragraphs there that explained this to you. You didn't read any of that?
This is so... I can't believe you do this to people. What the...
Interested in Krav Maga at all?
I don't even know what the hell that is. What are you talking about?
Kind of like a fighting style. It's a really good workout. If we offered that, would you come for a few more days, maybe?
Look,
you know?
I am going to go find my contract because this sounds...
That's great. You should look that up.
Yeah, I'm going to. I have it on my desk right here.
You know, the towels are not free in the locker room, and it seems like they tend to go missing those couple of times you were around. Did you join just for the towels? They're very soft.
Are you guys saying you have cameras in the locker room? Is that what you're saying?
Not in the showers, but in some of the common areas, and it looks like that some of the towels have gone missing. Do you have a whole set now?
Are you calling me a thief?
No, but it seems like some have gone missing.
Are you saying that I am a thief?
Do you think there's any way that you could have fit a kettlebell in your bag? Because a few of those have gone missing, too.
Look, I don't really have time for this. I'm at work right now.
It looked like your bag was a little heavy the last time. Maybe a couple of kettlebells, maybe a dumbbell. You know those protein bars at the front desk? You know, the first one is free, but then I think you might have a few of those.
No, people told me that I should join.
The shampoo is provided for everyone. I'm not even really sure how you got that shampoo dispenser off the wall, to tell you the truth.
You people are insane. You people who... I don't even understand. Like, can I talk to somebody else about possibly canceling? Because I have never been treated like this. Any gym I have joined... Who else can I talk to here?
I do know who you could talk to. Maybe check in with your husband, Kenny.
What about Kenny?
Well, he actually called us here at WROR because he thought you could use a Brian Bellbuster for your birthday.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him.
So, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. We appreciate that.
This is Lorna Wally?
Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Oh,
your gym membership is fine. You can go whenever you want.
You guys are crazy. Oh, my God.
And feel free to get Kenny back on his birthday, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to get... Yeah.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So here it is, 16th of May. Looks like seniors in high school are just about wrapping things up now. And there's a trend going around because, you know, seniors, they always get... They try to do something different every year, and there's something going around right now, and it's kind of gone viral.
Well, a lot of schools do this. It's actually one of the, you know, they're seniors. They do something like a senior prank. They do whatever. But the thing that's going on now, and it's actually really popular, it's called Senior Soak or Senior Assassin, which sounds really bad, but it's actually... You have your seniors join this big giant group, and they try to take a water gun and spray the person, and then they're out, and whoever wins the whole competition wins money. And we have Jake Connolly from Canton High School right here with us to explain what is happening. There's a little controversy over it because, you know, it's like in what's been going on in the world is really like the senior assassin thing, a great thing to do, but some say it's good old-fashioned fun. And frankly, I've never seen seniors put their heads down and work so hard.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's the hardest they've worked all year.
So explain what happens. When's your last day of school?
Last day of school is next Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the
When did you actually check out? Freshman year, maybe.
Jake is serving, let's see, that sounds like prison time. He's doing an internship with us here. And by the way, have you learned anything?
Yes. Don't repeat any of it, please.
Okay.
off the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're playing the senior assassin game. Now, how many kids are involved in the senior assassin game?
I'd say like 70 to 80 kids.
Okay. How do you get into the game? Do you sign up or something like
that? Yeah. So you just join a Facebook group and you need you and one partner and then you just send in $10.
So you operate as a team?
Yes.
You're a partner. Okay. Now, your job is to get somebody soaking wet when they least expect it. Is that correct?
Yes.
With a squirt gun? Mm-hmm. You can't do it with like a bucket of water or anything like that.
No, you can use a squirt gun.
Do you get a super soaker?
No, it's got to be like a small kind of like pistol.
Okay.
Or like a 9mm squirt gun.
Okay.
None of the big ones.
Okay, none of the big ones.
So now how much time have you invested in trying to ambush somebody?
Plenty of hours. I waited outside a gas station for, I'd say, about 5 hours to get this girl off to work.
Okay, now wait.
Did not work out.
What time of the day were you outside this
It
guy?
Was from 9 to 2, I'd say.
9 in the morning?
Yes, Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Oh, my God. You wasted an entire Saturday?
Okay. Yep.
So there you are. You're sitting in a car?
Yes.
Sitting in a car with a replica of a hand weapon in a gas station.
Gun. It's a squirt gun. It's probably green.
What could possibly go wrong?
How come you didn't get her?
We thought she pulled out the back door, and it turns out it was her friends, and they soaked us. So,
we got eliminated. Do you feel a certain amount of pressure is gone now that you're just out?
Oh yeah, just relax.
It's better.
Now.
Oh good.
How long had the game been going on? I'd say it'd been going on for about a week at that point.
Wow. You guys, the Globe has a front page story about this, by the way, today. And the thing is what I'm reading about it is that this is like a ton of schools are doing this. And the way that the seniors are reacting is so funny because the fear of getting soaked has driven them into seclusion. This is like living my life. Some barely leave the house. Instead of going for outdoor runs, they go for the basement treadmill. They've scrubbed their social media accounts, aware that would-be assassins would scour Instagram and Snapchat for their whereabouts. And you had one of your friends ran around a neighborhood for 30 minutes. Right?
Yeah, he got chased. He had to keep running through backyards to avoid these girls. I had to drive in and pick him up in my car.
It was
speed away.
Don't chase him to Newton. There are bears in the backyard. There.
And one of your friends was trying to get someone, and what happened? They blocked her driveway. Yeah, they blocked off her driveway, and the girl's mom comes out, lets her drive on the grass just so she can get into her other garage and not get caught.
Amazing. Okay. Well, thanks for explaining all this because I was wondering what was going on.
It sounds like they're just having fun.
They're having fun.
Yeah, like a little dangerous, don't you think?
I think it's okay, Hank.
You do?
I think it sounds fun.
Yeah.
What happened to paintball?
I know.
That's dangerous. The bruises on that.
That's true.
Just water.
Okay.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you're out of the game.
So you don't have to worry about it anymore. You're out of the game. Once you get soaked, you're out, huh?
All right.
Okay, so we got a parent on the line here. And tell them about the school bus ambush.
So every year on the last day of school, the parents would get to the bus stop with wheelbarrows full of balloons, squirt guns, buckets of water. And as the kids were getting off the bus, they would ambush the kids getting off the bus. They had no choice but to get off the bus.
Yep.
And they knew it was coming. And about 4 years ago, maybe five, the bus driver apparently got hit with a little bit of shrap balloon. And she called the police. Police came to the neighborhood, went to the parents' house. There was an article in the paper about terrorist. It was an anti-terrorist something against a municipal vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, she pressed charges?
Me.
No charges were pressed, but it was quite the article in the paper and the police report.
Okay.
And ironically, the bus driver said she lost her contact lens from flying water.
Oh. Well, see.
Got to be careful with your squirt guns and water sports.
Let that be a lesson to you all.
When that rubber flies, there's shrap metal everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, get her with a bucket of water next time. Okay. Hey, thanks, Colin. Have a great day. Okay, everybody ready for your Men for Maine episode?
Sure.
Let's do this thing.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Ephus at $3 Dewey's, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, I got a little bit of advice for you.
What's that?
Well, everybody in the neighborhood's laughing at you, because yesterday your bedroom drapes was open, and they all saw you making love to Effie all afternoon.
Ha! Well, the joke's on them, morons.
Why is that?
Well, for their information, I weren't even home yesterday afternoon.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Are you too old to have a baby? Okay, now that we have your attention, this is your scientific report of the day, the educational segment of the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program.
Let's not go too far. I mean,
really?
I'm
on,
reporting
come on, come
this.
On, come on. This is educational.
So basically, I'm just a hodgepodge of crap I've gotten together from the internet. No, there's this guy, John Zhang. He's a Chinese-born, British-educated founder and medical director of a Manhattan fertility center that is blowing up the way humans reproduce. In 2009, this guy helped a 49-year-old patient become the world's oldest known woman to carry her own child. Jeez, that's like... really, not that far away. Anyway.
I have a 49-year-old woman living in my house.
Yeah, really, go figure.
So, in the not-too-distant future, he says, 60-year-old women will be able to do the same. Now...
if you never want to sit down again.
This is the thing, all right? Now, this comes on the heels of me finding out on a perfectly fine Sunday morning that Rachel Weisz is pregnant and she is 48 years old and Daniel Craig is 50-something.
Oh.
No, he's 50. And she's having her own baby,
yep,
apparently.
Okay. Yep.
And then the thing is that she's not alone because I'm constantly on Instagram and people are celebrating babies. I mean... Janet Jackson was 50 when she had her baby.
Today's her birthday. She's 52 today.
So, yeah.
So the baby's...
which means her baby is two. Which
2 years
means she's
old,
living
yeah.
a personal nightmare.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani had her third son at 44. Susan Sarandon had her son at 45. Gina Davis gave birth to twins at 48. And then it says from 2000 to 2013, the number of babies born to women 50 or older has increased by nearly 165%.
Now, that is an amazing
50
figure.
50 or older.
Really.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. I'm 52. My wife is 49. We have a grandson, and my daughter and her boyfriend and Harv live with us.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine being over 45 years old and having to take care of a baby full time.
I think you have to.
I hear what you're saying.
So hard.
So I think the thing is that people over 50 having babies have in the midst or at the peak of their career.
Okay.
And they've made all the money that they're making. They have a really good savings account. And they've decided
they're all caught up on sleep.
Yes, they're all caught up on sleep. They've been sleeping for 50 years. That's amazing.
I get it if they've never had a child before and that's like the thing missing in their lives. I get that.
But like... I mean, to just all of a sudden, your kids, like a lot of kids are, my friends, their kids are going to college and the empty nest is hitting them. Like, can you be allowed to be like, oh, not allowed, but able to go have another baby? This seems like a good idea, but then it doesn't. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Like, I see babies and I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute. And then I'm like, here, take this baby back.
That's what grandchildren are for.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I mean, not everyone's going to have grandchildren either. So you should. That's the thing. If you're not going to have any grandkids, and you're like, and you're sick of waiting for your daughter or son to have a grandkid for you, you'd be like, you know what? If you don't have a grandkid, I'm going to have a kid, and then we'll see who.
You know
wins.
What'll you know what'll cure that?
What?
Go be a lunch mother or a lunch father for a week.
You're right.
That's all it would take.
Or coach T-ball. Try coaching T-ball.
I don't. I'm trying to think. Like, I
be in charge for the entire weekend.
I don't know any moms older than like who had an infant over like 45 or 46.
Actually, my friend Julie, you should call in 617-931-1057. She listens all the time.
Yeah,
Julie's a year old. She's 53, and she's got 5 or 6 year old twins.
She's sleeping, or she's passed out.
How's she doing?
She's got a doctorate in nursing. She can handle it.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Okay, let's get right into your dirty laundry report. LBF is here.
Okay, you know, we're going to talk about the Bohemian Rhapsody trailer, the royal mess, Bob Kraft's girlfriend, Steven Tyler news. But we were just talking about how old is too old to have a baby. By the way, it's Janet Jackson's 52nd birthday today.
Right,
she had a baby at 50. And we heard from this woman.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Calling in about having a baby at 45.
Oh.
Are you 45?
Actually,
Actually, I'm 65.
And you have a 20-year-old?
Yes, soon to be.
Oh, my goodness. How was it?
My daughter's most wonderful thing that ever happened to me. But I don't recommend it because the female body does not snap back.
The old snapbacker. Yeah.
The way it might at 25 or 35.
Okay. I hear
you. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Sure, right. You too.
Okay, the old snapback, we'll include that in the report next time. The snapback factor.
Okay. All right. So anyway, you guys, the Bohemian Rhapsody trailer, I have a little bit of like audio from it. Just musically, it sounds really fun. I mean, this movie comes out in October.
I love Freddie Mercury. Yep.
Looks awesome. It's about Freddie Mercury, obviously. Yep. And it's like, it's just visually really stunning. We'll put it up on WROR.com. I had no idea this was coming out. But it's who's the guy who stars in it is from that. He just won a Golden Globe ring.
From the reviews I've read, he nailed Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I don't know what incredible. He did with his teeth, but it's really amazing. And so that's, we're going to put that on WROR.com. Okay, the royal mess. Let's get to the royal mess.
Oh, yes.
Meghan Markle's father is not going to be walking her down the aisle. It is official. He is going to be having a procedure, I think today, on his heart. And so, you got some information?
No, I just found the guy from Mr. Robot.
Yes, I always forget his name.
Rami Malek.
He really transformed his face.
Sorry, it was going to be bugging me all day.
Thank you, it was going to be bugging
that's
me
not,
too. Thank God you're
Meghan
here,
Markle's
Brian Bell.
Father. That's the guy that's Freddie Mercury.
That's Freddie Mercury. Yeah, okay. So Meghan Markle's dad is having a heart surgery procedure. Yeah. Right. He's totally been in big trouble, and he was told to stay home. And Meghan Markle's mom is going to walk her down the aisle. Now, I like this because, you know, obviously the royal family is steeped in tradition, and they've really just thrown it to the dogs.
This has
this
never
point.
Happened in a royal
you know,
event
she's
before,
marrying ever. A commoner, a person who's been divorced, a person who's from America, like, not even from the country. She has to leave.
Biracial.
Yep.
Parents are divorced. Now the dad messes up, and they're like, whatever, let's just have...
He's got a note from his doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have the mom do it.
See, I told you if you're married a commoner that this would happen.
Oh, I don't know. Yes. I just think it's kind of... I was kind of lukewarm about it, but I'm really getting excited about it. Plus, I've been invited to a party, and that means that I get to have champagne and cake in the morning.
Wait a minute. What time is the royal wedding party start on Saturday?
8 o'clock in the morning.
You get out. Well,
it's already started.
I know, but we'll just DVR. Okay. I can't get up. Boo. I mean, I know I can get up that early, but I don't want to. Okay.
What time are you starting the watching?
4 a.m.
Oh,
I would love to see Charlie Sheen and Mike Tyson show up at this wedding.
That would be a good
that would be a wedding.
That would be interesting.
Okay, speaking of showing up, you know who showed up on Instagram the other day? Well, my goodness, Ricky Lander and her baby girl. Mm-hmm. She posted a picture. This year has been overflowing with love, light, and blessings, the girlfriend of Patriots owner Robert Kraft wrote. A beautiful little angel came into our lives. She has brought more love and joy than I could ever imagine. I love you so much, little one, choosing me as your mom. Happy Mother's Day. Anyway, she's 38. She has been with Bob Kraft since 2011. He says he's not the father, but he's like, I remember my theory was that she said to him, I want a baby. And he said, I'm not having another baby. My wife was the only person I'm having a family with.
Okay, so you go
I will
ahead
help
and do
you.
It.
You go do what you need to do, but I will help you and I will support you, but I am not the baby's father.
There you go.
I think that's what happened. And you know what?
Hey, Jonathan, get me the heck out of here.
It takes all kinds. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then Steven Tyler. Now, Spotify is kicking some artists off of their music subscription service. R. Kelly, because of all the nasty things he's done. Well, they're calling for a lot more people. A group is calling for a lot more people to be kicked off Spotify, including Don Henley, Nelly, Eminem, and Steven Tyler.
What did Don Henley do?
I don't know what Don Henley did. But this group is alleging that maybe, they don't say what each person did to have them get kicked off Spotify, but they may be talking about the relationship the singer had with a 16-year-old girl when he was in his mid-20s. It's addressed in the Aerosmith book, Walk This Way, and Tyler also wrote about it in his memoir, Does the Noise in My Head Bother You?
Really?
And Tyler's not saying anything out about it, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
So there's that. So you might not be able to listen to Aerosmith on Spotify anymore, but not just yet. So scoop it up while you can.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It appears to me that everyone is ready. All is in readiness to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, the game. Now, this is where it really gets tough. But first, we must meet our player today. Her name is Liz Milch. And Liz Milch is a trained professional in the, she's in the Witness Protection Program, so we can't mention it any further than that. Good morning, Liz. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. From Weymouth, Massachusetts. And
right.
Liz is a person who knows a lot about a lot of things. Right, Liz?
Yes, I have a lot of useless information in my brain.
Okay, good for you. Your job is to go, is to use that information now, because here's what's going to happen. You know the drill, Liz. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a one-minute time span. You'll hear the ticking in the background. You answer these questions as quickly as you possibly can. If you come to one you don't know the answer, don't waste any time. Just say pass, move on. We come back if we have time at the end. You pick up those that you missed, and if you got all 10 right in 60 seconds, we give you a $1,000 bill. You ready to do this?
I am.
LBF, are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Whose face was said to have launched 1,000 ships?
I don't know, pass.
In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
3.
In nautical terms, what is the opposite of port?
Starboard.
Who sang about being an eggman and a walrus?
The Beatles.
What is 1/4 of 1,000?
250.
In J.M. Barrie's novel, where did the Lost Boys live?
Pass.
In women's gymnastics, what is approximately 16.4 inches long?
The balance beam.
What color is the circle on the Japanese national flag?
Red.
What was the Hunchback of Notre Dame's name?
Quasimodo.
A phlebotomist extracts what from the human body?
Brain.
Okay, whose face was said to have launched 1,000 ships?
Lady Liberty, Statue of Liberty.
Pretty well.
Yeah. Seven.
Helen of Troy. That's who launched 1,000 ships.
Oh, yeah.
And then Neverland was where the Lost Boys lived. I could sing it for you. It has a couple of names. But and blood is what a phlebotomist distracts from the human body. But I like how you think. Brain sounds a little
good
bit
scarier. Idea. So listen, thanks for playing the game and have a great day today. Get that oil changed and enjoy the movie, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care now. Everybody else, if you want to play, you can't play if you don't enter, so log on to WRR.com and get your entry in. And coming up, a phenomenon blew up the internet yesterday, and it's all up to your interpretation. So, what do you hear when you hear this?
Laurel.
What do you hear? You want to hear that again? Play that one more time for everybody.
I can't believe people are hearing something different.
Laurel.
There are two schools of thoughts. Some people hear something totally different from what other people hear.
Some people are right, and some people
are
wrong.
Lauren's
right.
Yeah.
And you're wrong.
Lauren's wrong.
Okay. We'll play this audio for you one more time. I want you to hear this, because what you're going to hear is the same thing means two different things to different people. Okay, play this if you would, please.
Laurel.
So what do you hear?
Well, I hear Laurel.
Yep, me too.
Ryan, you hear?
Laurel.
Hank, you hear?
Laurel.
I hear Yanny. It sounds like I cannot hear Laurel at all.
Okay. Yeah, I can't force my ears to hear Yanny.
I can't either.
I'm trying.
Okay, hang on a minute. Morning, what do you hear?
I heard Laurel, but my wife is sitting next to me, and she hears Yanny.
See? I hear Yanny. I can't even hear Laurel.
Yeah. So we can't figure it out. I'm trying to turn my head. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. No matter what I do, I hear Laurel.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Kent, would you do that again? I want to hear that again.
Laurel.
Well, here's the thing.
Laurel.
It might have to do with the pitch. And so here's the pitch. Here's the word pitched down by 30%.
Okay.
Yanny.
Now I hear it. Yanny. Now it's Yanny.
Now I hear Yanny.
All
but
I hear is Yanny there.
But if it's up by 30%.
Laurel.
Back to Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yes.
Yanny.
You only hear Yanny.
I only hear Yanny.
You didn't hear any differentiation. See, we heard the differentiation.
Yeah.
Can you speed it up?
No, I don't have that.
That kind of time.
Laurel.
No, I don't have it on this thing. They only slowed it down.
He just means your report.
I think the speed...
I'm just kidding. No.
I don't understand that.
Well...
Maybe it's something like, it was like 6 months ago when they had the dress, the white dress and the...
Blue and gold.
Blue and gold. And if you looked at the picture, to some people, they said, oh, it's blue. And other people said, no, it's gold.
It's crazy because my mind is completely blown by this because I just don't understand how you can hear something perfectly clear saying Laurel and you're like, no, it's not saying that. It's like... It's like up is down, black is white. It's crazy. It's crazy that you think that that is Yanni.
And you cannot hear Yanni.
Not at all. Only when they drop the pitch, that
30%. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Amazing.
It's posted at WROR.com if you want to argue with your friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, or on our Facebook page.
Sometimes,
a huge argument, okay?
Sometimes I hear my wife say, no, we're going to stay in and clean the house. But I hear, hey, you want to go to the movies?
Okay. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Okay. It's really a pleasure this morning because Ryan Hamilton has stepped into the studio here at the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. He's over at the Wilbur's Friday nights. One show and one show only. TheWilbur.com to get your tickets. Good morning, Ryan. How are you this
morning? Good
morning.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure's all mine.
Great to see you.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm having a great time.
He's so happy.
So pleasant.
You know, I like it. When everybody's friendly, I come in, everybody's nice. I'm happy to be here.
They can see you on Netflix. He's known as Happy Face. Matter of fact, that's the special, isn't it?
That's the name of the special, Happy Face. I do look like this, but I don't always feel like this. sometimes I wake up, look in the mirror, and go, well, that is inaccurate. I just wander around. People go, look at that chipper fella. And I go, I'm okay.
Okay, so now you, I know you live in New York now, but I've been told that you grew up in Idaho.
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
And we were talking about Idaho earlier, and LBF had, apparently she skipped school that day. She couldn't remember where Idaho was.
I never knew where it was.
That's very common. Nobody knows. I get this, where are you from? Idaho. Why? That's what the East Coasters want to. And then they go, no, I know it. And they tell me it's in the Midwest. Which is not true.
No, it's not, but I thought it was.
Yes, right. East Coasters, there's like here, L.A., and the Midwest. Right. And that's all you've got in your head. It's just
so
one
true.
Big red state. Everything past jerseys, corn cob pipes, and coveralls, something like that. But
so you
make your pipes out of potatoes.
That's right.
Of course.
That's right. I grew up surrounded by potato fields, to be honest. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a little tiny town of 1,000 people. We would get out of school for 2 weeks every year to harvest potatoes.
You know,
they
used to do that in Maine. I don't know if they still do it in parts of Maine.
Yeah.
Because Maine potatoes and Idaho potatoes.
Yeah, I should go up there. I'd feel it right
at home. Hey, you know, times ever get tough, you can always hit Maine and Idaho at the same time.
And now you live in New York, so what's that like?
Well, my family's always concerned. They don't have a clue, you know? They're great. They're very supportive. But if I'm ever on the phone with my dad walking around the city, this is just like, for instance, he'll be, son, put your wallet in your front pocket, you know? Just like, that's my dad's plan to foil New York City's criminals. Switch my wallet over into the unexpected pocket. I don't know how it plays out if you get held up, you know?
They would never see that.
Yeah, it's like, I hope they don't come around, you know? Where's the wallet, man? What a room! This guy has no clue.
So does Dad ever come to visit you in New York?
You know, it's funny. He has never... My mother and sister have come a couple times. My dad, I had to drive across the country once, and it was in the middle of a snowstorm, was tracking across the country. And so my dad got worried, and he's a very good father, and he flew out to drive across the country with me.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
He'd never been to New York. I said, do you want to see New York? He goes, I don't know. We don't have a lot of time. I go, we're going to drive through Manhattan. Do you want to see Times Square? He goes, I don't know. We're driving through Times Square. He looks out the windows. He goes, looks like the pictures. Let's get on the road. And that was it. Never been to New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
I'm reading that you're... This is interesting to me because I'm constantly trying to give things up. You gave up sugar?
I tried to give up sugar. I watched one of those documentaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
Big mistake.
Yeah, these documentaries, they just rule... Do you ever get halfway through a documentary and go, that's the new me right now, immediately?
Yes.
I don't even need to watch the end of this. And then the next day someone goes, do you eat ketchup? And you go, I guess I should have watched the end of that. I am yet undecided on ketchup. Ketchup. I stopped having cake for breakfast, you know. But it's difficult. But I think it's never been easier to eat healthy in the history of mankind. And we just can't do it. We're like, no, thank you. You know, we just don't want to, like, the sugar thing. You know, and I do the same thing. I buy $100 worth of groceries. Even if I force myself to buy everything, I come home, put everything away, stand back, and I go, I have nothing to eat.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
I'm going to eat right now.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to boil an artichoke. I'm a human being. You know, I'm a man. I'm going to put some mozzarella sticks in the oven like a man and live my life. But I think it's so, you know, it's dangerous. It's like smoking, I think. Like, we've been working on that for hundreds of years, and now we know, but we still can't get past it. And I think 20 years from now, we'll be talking about sugar the way we talk about smoking. We'll be going, I was eating candy bars on airplanes. I mean, it was ridiculous, you know? There was no age limit on ice cream. Children were just licking cones on the street. On the street.
On the street and open.
Yeah.
In public.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. We had something called ice cream cake. I mean,
whoa.
I don't even know how to tell you what this is. There were these trucks that would drive around neighborhoods playing music for children. And children would come out of their homes, and these creeps would give them ice cream. It was a weird time. It was a weird time.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're going to love the show. It's Ryan Hambledon, Mr. Happy Face himself. He's over at the Wilbur's Friday nights. One show and one show only, thewilbur.com to get your tickets. They can see you on Netflix. He's known as Happy Face. Matter of fact, that's the special, isn't it?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and if you're a fan of the special, there's a lot of new material now that I'm touring with. So even if you've seen the special, I've got lots of new stuff that I'm working on. And I'm just so excited to be in Boston. It's one of my favorite towns. One of the first places I saw comedy. One of the first places I did my first television spot in Boston.
Really?
I have a weird connection to Boston, yeah. I lived in New Hampshire for a summer. I would come down all the time, see comedy. It's just been a great city for me, so I'm really excited to be here.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah.
I feel bad. Thanks. I had no idea where Idaho was.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Be sure you get your tickets, thewilbur.com. It's coming up Friday.